Some Arizonans who bore an unequal weight of cannabis prohibition laws will get state licenses to sell marijuana. So wrote the authors of Proposition 207 by creating a, quote, social equity ownership program, unquote. This week, the state health department released final rules about who qualifies to pursue a license worth millions of dollars. KJZZ's Matthew Casey reports.
All right, so this morning, Wednesday, our agenda is going to go as follows.
Charlie Calvin goes over what needs the attention of the black single parents who lead a joint society. Two of her partners attend the meeting via phone while they work elsewhere.
I love the fact that we have a female attorney now because hashtag we're all women.
Say that.
The lawyer is tasked with helping them pursue a social equity cannabis license. Calvin steers to topics like a potential sit-down with a grower and website construction. Her enthusiasm is clear.
Awesome sauce! All right. All right, so I am setting up a meeting with the
their dream to own a dispensary likely faces long odds. Broad state rules mean thousands of Arizonans could potentially apply for the 26 social equity licenses. Calvin is disappointed regulators didn't even mention race in what they wrote.
We should be the face of social equity. It's a form of reparations, to be honest with you.
Calvin sees Sacramento's program as a model setup, but efforts to help those hurt by the drug war in other parts of California and the country where marijuana has been legalized have been criticized for not living up to their intentions. Now it's Arizona's turn to try and ingrain social justice values sought by many in the U.S. into a developing and profitable industry.
Can you turn up these speakers? Up, 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 up.
Dimitri Downing starts the awards ceremony held by the Marijuana Industry Trade Association he founded. MITA, as it's known, offers classes and mentoring for social equity applicants. It also lets people mingle at monthly mixers like this one at a hip Phoenix hotel, where Arizona companies have a semicircle of display tables.
So we are with Baked Bros Edibles. We have our medicated THC syrups, our medicated THC gummies, three new recreational gummy products.
The point for the trade association and cannabis companies to work together on social equity is to make industry access easier, says Mo Aznani, dispensary and brand owner.
To help people do the best they can without repeating the mistakes I made in 2014, 2015.
Looking back, Aznani says he could have used help with simple negotiations, choosing locations, inventory management, and how to set up a cultivation facility.
Which is the most expensive mistake you can make, by the way. Screw up how you design and build a cultivation facility, you might not get a second shot.
Having a business plan improves the chance to avoid or even survive such a gaffe. People can learn how to write one for the marijuana industry at Scottsdale Community College. Faculty Barbara Crockett says the program aims to end stigma for a now legal business.
To actually bring credibility to cannabis education.
Having finished the college's program makes social equity applicants more attractive to investors identified with the help of MITA and others, she says. Crockett is a key contributor to MITA courses for learning about those 26 valuable licenses.
We talk about the realities and the barriers to entry. Financing and funding is obviously right up there.
A social equity license to open and run a dispensary is not a golden ticket, Crockett says. They strive for inclusiveness to right or wrong. Having one is not the only career path in cannabis. Think accounting, graphic design, or having enough products to meet demand.
Every part of the supply chain also has to be sustainable in order for the entire industry to grow.
A joint society and Charlie Calvin have waited to sign with an investor. She's wanted to know what leverage the final state rules give them so they can avoid unnecessary borrowing.
Because the sooner we can get our investors out of our hair, the sooner this company is 100% black owned for real.
Calvin prays they'll get a social equity license.
But at the end of the day, we have backup plans and contingencies to still make us a force in this.
This could be growing or labeling marijuana, selling CBD, or getting a patent to do something totally new. Calvin's goal is to be a long-term success in Arizona's cannabis industry and build generational wealth. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.